Blog Talk Radio.
There was a time I truly believed that I could do it on my own, but all that I found at the end of the road is that concept for me was all wrong. But I found a favor, turn me around, and he placed his love on me, and I can trust him.
Tonight. This is Mary Hollis, the director of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry, a ministry in embracing widows. The purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. Our scripture read, honor widows that are widows indeed. That's coming from 1 Timothy 5:3. I hope that everyone is doing okay tonight. I'd like to also read something else. Recovering from your loss. Your world may have been shattered when your husband, the one that you love, died. It is possible to gain joy again. You can recover from your loss. Every challenge brings an opportunity for greater self-improvement. You can expect good to come out of the situation. Allow us to share your grief and help through this ministry because we care and we understand what you're going through. Each Tuesday night, we try to bring encouragement to you, give you words of wisdom. Also, we also have special guests that comes on and give you information that you can use and that you can chew on, and maybe some of the things that have said that you can use during your day to get through this time of grief and loneliness that you might be going through. Well, each Tuesday night, we hope that you get something from this 30 minutes that we share with you each night. Sheila and I do appreciate you tuning in each Tuesday night, and we hope that we can continue to encourage you to know that God is real. He promised he will never leave us or forsake us. And take a moment knowing that happy moments praise God. During difficult moments, seek God. During quiet moments, worship God. During painful moments, trust God. Every moment, always thank God. Just know that the Next Chapter Widow Ministry is here to help you through your grief process. And there's anything that we can do to help you get through those moments of loneliness or whatever your feelings that you may be experiencing. Just know that we are here for you. This is why we take the time to be on the air each Tuesday night to bring some words that will comfort you and also songs that we play at the beginning and after our show. Wanted to express those things to you tonight. But tonight I have some Mother's Day poems and stories to tell you tonight. Well, let me first tell you what mother means. M is the million things she gave me. O means only that she's growing old. T is the tears she shed to gave she saved me. H is for her heart of purest gold. E is for her eyes with love light shining. R means right, the right she's always, and right she's always will be there. Put them all together that spells mother, a word that means the world to me. 11-year-old wrote, mothers are special, yes they are. Mothers are special just like $1,000, maybe more. Mothers are special, yes they are. I would like to tell a story before I go on about my mother. Special things about my mother. There are two stories I would like to tell. One of my best moments when I moved away and moved to Atlanta, I would go and visit my mom sometimes on the weekend. My mother used to love to fish. She would go fishing every day if you took her. And she had some friends and family members that she would go fishing with throughout the week. And she would catch a whole lot of fish. And the best fish that I loved was called, it was the brim. And they were a sweet-tasting fish. And I used to love it. And when she would catch the fish. Now, when I was living there, I had to help clean the fish. That's the part I didn't like. I love eating it, but didn't like cleaning it. But when I moved to Atlanta, every now and then I would want some fish. So she would fry some fish for me, and I would take on that journey by myself in the car. It normally takes 4 hours to get there. but it took me 3.5. I would get in that car. I would not even stop. I would drive for that 3.5 hours. And my mother knew. She timed me. I would always tell her when I was leaving. And she would time me. And when I drove up in that yard, she would be taking the last batch of fish out of the pan. And we would sit there and eat fish and grits and just sit and talk about all kinds of things. That was the best time ever with my mom, being able to drive there, having breakfast with her, and eating fish and grits. Another thing that was precious to me, when I was going to school, and I was the last one left out of the 12 children, and I was number 12. Is number 12. And so when I used to stay up at night trying to get my homework done, my mother never learned how to read and write. The only thing that she could do was sign her name. And she also was good with math. And the reason why I meant by that, because she was good with counting money. No one could ever shortchange her. She was good. And I think that's why I became good at math, and my kids are. You know, it's genetically that certain things does pass on from one generation to the other. But she would stay up with me at night when I had to do a lot of homework, you know. And, you know, I guess prayer was strong back then as well, because she could not help me with my homework, but I was still an A student. And without any help from my mom, but prayer, she prayed. And the other thing that she did too, she would always stay up with me. She would just stay. She would probably nod and sleep in the meantime, but she would not go to bed until I was finished doing my homework. Well, one day she told me what she was doing. I didn't realize that. Later on in life, she told me the reason why she stayed up with me at night while I was doing my homework, because she didn't know how to read and write. She could not help me with my homework. So that was her way and her love for me, by staying up with me until I went to bed. That's the only thing that she could do as far as help me with my homework, just by keeping me company, keeping me there awake and letting me get through each and every home work that I had to do. And I thought that was so special, that that's why she was staying up with me every night when I had homework. That was her only way and love that she shared, that she could do for me, because she couldn't help me with my homework. And I guess the reason why I was so good and was a good student of her prayers. So that was a special thing when I learned, when she told me that later on in life. So those are the two special things about mother. But I'm going to go on and read some more things that I have about mother. Mother do things out of love, never imagining that what they do may become unforgettable memories in the heart of their children. God made a wonderful mother, a mother who never grows old. He made her smile out of sunshine, and he molded her heart out of gold. In her eyes, he placed bright shining stars. In her cheek, there roses, you see. God made a wonderful mother, and he gave that dear mother to me. When God made mom, now, I'm going to read the story, but, you know, some of it is not all realistic. But this is a great story to listen to. When God made mom, By the time the Lord made mothers, he was into his 6 days of working overtime. An angel appeared and said, "Why are you spending so much time on this one?" The Lord answered and said, "Have you seen the spec sheet on her? She has to be completely washable, but not plastic. Have 200 movable parts, all replaceable, black coffee, and also, she has a lap that can hold 3 children at one time and disappear when she stands up, and have a kiss that can cure anything from a scrap to a broken heart, and have 6 pairs of hands." The angel was so amazed by this, at the requirement for this one. 6 pairs of hands? No way, said the angel. The Lord replied, "Oh, it is not the hands that are the problem. It is the 3 pairs of eyes that mothers must have. And that's just on the standard model," the angel said, asked. The Lord nodded in agreement. "Yes, 1 pair of eyes are to see through the closed doors," as she asked her children, "What are y'all doing in there?" Even though she already knew. "Another pair of in the back of her head are to see what she needs to know, even though no one thinks she can. And the 3rd pair are here in the front of her head. They are looking at an irate child and saying that she understands and loves him or her without even saying a single word. I'm sure some of you know that too. We have instinct, and pretty much we knows what our children is doing, even though that we sometimes say, 'What are y'all doing in there?' We already know pretty much most of the time, but we just asking that question because we know that they're doing something that they shouldn't be doing. So we understand that perfectly. The angels tried to stop the Lord. "This is too much work for one day. Wait until, can't we wait and finish this tomorrow?" "But I can't," the Lord protested. "I am too close to finishing this creation that is so close to my own heart. She's already healed herself when she is sick, and she can feed family of 6 on a pound of hamburger and get a 9-year-old to stand in the shower." The angel moved closer and touched the woman. "But you have made her so soft, Lord." "Yes, she is soft," the Lord agreed. "But I have also made her tough. She have to know what she can endure or accomplish." "Will she be able to think?" said the angel. The Lord smiled and replied, "Not only will she be able to think, she will be able to reason and negotiate." The angel then noticed something and reached out and touched the woman's cheeks. "Oops, it looks like you have a leak with this model. I told you you were trying too much on this one." "That's not a leak," the Lord objected. "That is a tear." "What the tear is for?" the angel "What is the tear for?" the angel asked. The Lord said, "The tear is for her way of expressing her joy, her sorrow, her disappointment, her pain, her loneliness, her grief, and her pride. That's what those tears are for. The angel was impressed. Lord, you are a genius. You thought of everything. Truly, you do all things well. Moms are truly amazing. Yes, we are. Isn't that a story? It's talking about how strong we are, how God took his time and putting us all together because he knew that we needed all of those hands and those eyes. He knew that we needed all of that in order to be a good mother. And he took that time to do just that. And the angel couldn't understand why he took so much time, because he knew that we had to bear most of the burden in our family. The husband goes and work, but still doesn't do and have to go through the things that a mother will go through. So just know that we are special in God's sight. God knew, even though he made that mistake, he knew the struggle that we would have to go through each and every day. And keeping our family together, loving our children unconditionally, he knew exactly what he needed to do with a woman. And yes, we are special to our friends, our family. And yes, we are mothers, we are sisters, we are aunts, we are nieces, we are cousins, we are friends, we are encouragers, we are everything. And that's why it's so important to have a Mother's Day, because the attention should be all on us. And I hope that each and every one of you will enjoy and have a wonderful Mother's Day. I hope that your friends and family will show you how special you are to them. So take time also to give love to others too, other mothers, other family members. And if your mothers are living, be blessed in knowing that. It's wonderful to be able to talk to your mother and spend time. Florence and I know she's here, yeah, she's on the air tonight, we used to do a lot of special things for our mom. We used to surprise her a lot. And she enjoyed every bit of it. Many times we would go and surprise her for Mother's Day. I would drive down, Florence would, on the train or bus where she would come. And she didn't know that Florence was coming down also. But we would surprise her. Also, we bought her an outfit, a Mother's Day outfit, every year. So when she went to church, she had a new outfit from top to bottom. And I know we both missed those days and enjoyed it when she was here. So if you have a mother that is still alive, enjoy her, because life is short. Because right now, if I could have my mother again to be here and to go home and have grits and fish with her, it would be wonderful. It would be very special. But I know that she's having some special times for the Lord. So we must be thankful if we do have a mother that is still alive. And also keep those good memories that we have of our loved one that is gone. I mean, memories are just as good to sit down and reminisce and talk about those good times. So I wish each one of you a happy Mother's Day. I am going to now go into talking about some announcement. We are almost 30 days from our trip to Memphis, Tennessee. That is June 12th through the 14th. And we have a total of 38 people riding the bus. I'm just hoping that we can get 40. I think the one person that was not able to come, so I think we need three more. So if we can get a total of 40 people, that'll be good for to take care of all of our expenses. But I'm excited about this trip, and I just pray that God will bless us with great weather, no harm or danger to come to us. In the past few months, I've gone on two trips, and I must say I've been very blessed. God has protected us, and we have had a great time. I just came back from my birthday weekend. I was in Virginia Beach this past weekend. And every year during this time, there's a retreat called SISTA, with the T-A-A, Sister Girls Weekend. And normally this lady, this is Sheila's friend that lives in Virginia, and her daughter's godmother. And she has gotten women together for the last 20 years. She was celebrating her 20th anniversary. We went and spent a wonderful time together with Sister Girls Weekend with 35 women in one beach house. We got along. We had a great time together. There were women across the country, not just that lives in Virginia, was across the country that came to this beach house. And the beach house had 13 bedrooms, and in each bedroom, there's several beds in each bedroom, and also there was a bathroom in each bedroom. Also, there was extra bedroom. It was three floors, and there was an extra bedroom on every floor. There was an indoor swimming pool and also an outdoor swimming pool. And we were pampered throughout the whole weekend. We had massages, professional facial makeovers, pedicure, manicure, and we had someone cooking breakfast, lunch, and dinner each day. We had a wonderful time. I know you think, how can 35 women over the weekend get along? Yes, we did. No arguments. We had fun. We played cards. There was a theater room. We watched TV. We watched movies. We read magazines, read books. We just talked. And we had a financial seminar that Sheila did. We also had a spiritual speaker that came and spoke to us well. So we had a wonderful weekend. And I had a wonderful birthday. They bought me a cake, surprised me with a birthday cake, and wished me happy birthday. So I was very blessed to be around 35 sister girls for this weekend. And that is all for our show tonight. I hope, once again, be blessed and knowing that God is with you. He will never leave you or forsake you. He will be there for all of your needs. Have a great night. Tune in again next week. Same time, 10 to 10:30 p.m. Good night.
That I could do it on my own. But all that I found at the end of the road is that concept for me was all wrong. But I found a savior who turned me around, and he placed his love on me. And I can trust him. Do you know?
Now I'm knowing, and it's showing.